Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today is Cynthia and Cindy from Wainbow's Funeral Home. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Cynthia, why don't you tell us what position you're at with the funeral home?
I'm in family service.
Okay.
I've been in the industry for 16 years. I just recently spent the last 5 in Baytown and moved back up here to be closer to family and found a permanent home here at Wainbow's.
Good.
The old skating rink.
Yes, the old skating rink. Yeah, if you don't know which funeral home Wainbow's is and you're from around this area, it's the old skating rink where we used to get our little 80s and 90s jams on.
We need to bring that back.
For sure. But not there. That would be weird.
No.
Okay. And so, Cindy, what do you do up there at the funeral home?
I am also a family service counselor. So basically what Cindy and I do is we help our families before, during, and after a family has lost a loved one. We help prearrange. We help the funeral director with the, getting together of the funeral services. And then we have an aftercare program where we follow our families and make sure that they're okay afterwards. We provide, information like grief counseling as well as helping them settle personal and financial aspects of their loved one that's passed away.
So there's so many things I don't really know about this that I almost don't even know what to ask. So I'd like to ask y'all a question that I'd be curious about is, what is it that most people don't know about, when a loved one dies, and something that you guys do that we don't even know to ask about?
I think the biggest one is the cost.
Okay.
And people are not expecting the cost when they come in, and a lot of times it's unfortunate because we see our families scramble because they're not prepared. And it's so important. I mean, we plan for weddings, we plan for parties and vacations, but we don't know. And it's understandable. Nobody wants to plan for, their funeral. Mm-hmm. But the cost keeps going up and people just don't know. That's the number one thing that I feel like they don't know.
What's the most expensive part of the whole process, you think?
The funerals.
The actual funeral, so not the casket, not the,
it's the funeral,
burial part. Is that
the casket?
It's all a package. It's all a package. So
I thought maybe there was you can have more expensive of this kind of thing or less expensive of this, but one's kind of, this is what it is for this one piece.
Well, it's a little hard to say because every family comes in with different needs. Mm-hmm. Somebody wants to just do a graveside, or somebody wants the whole thing, which is, visitation and a funeral service. Or just cremation. And then you have merchandise, like a casket, right? And it's kind of like purchasing a car. I know it sounds really funny.
Well, when you said merchandise, I was thinking, are we giving
t-shirts
out keychains
or something?
And
no,
t-shirts?
No, okay, no, no, no. We consider caskets and outer burial containers, headstones, all of that is merchandise. And,
okay.
And it's all a big package. So it totals can vary depending on the family and what their needs are. So
that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So cost is, so what would be a suggestion y'all would have, since that is something that most people don't expect? Like, what's a suggestion you would have for someone to prepare for that?
I would suggest that they contact us and we will give them a personal planning guide.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk to them. And some people can't afford all of it at once, but you can do piece parts. Mm-hmm. So you can lock it in. You do have 5 years to pay for it. So it's just starting the process. There's so much information that when you sit down with a funeral director after you lost your loved one, you have got to gather so much information.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 100 questions that he's going to ask you within 30 minutes. And a lot of people don't even know. We're just gathering information for the death certificate. Do you know your husband's mother's maiden name? Do you know where she was born? His father, where he was born? All that stuff goes on the death certificate. And people are floored.
Yeah, well, and it's probably the sad part about it is the time of your life, you're probably the least in your mind and trying to think straight, but yet you're going to have to think the hardest trying to come up with a bunch of stuff. So y'all have your own,
dinner seminars.
Yeah, yes, y'all have events coming up to talk about prearrangement and stuff like that. And y'all have one coming up in June, right?
Yes, Tuesday.
Tell
next
us all
Tuesday
about that. What is that? What does
o'clock.
It look like?
So what it is, it's an opportunity for us to explain and answer questions. We sit here and we talk about what a prearrangement is, what your options are, because like Cynthia said, you know, you are able to pay this off in payments. You don't have to pay it in a lump sum. There's benefits of locking in the prices too, so that even though you're going to take, you know, however long you're going to take, as prices go up, yours have already locked in. But all these questions we can answer at our seminar. We'll cover them first, but any other questions, you have an opportunity to ask, because trends also change. So next Tuesday at the actual Chamber of Commerce building off of YMCA, we are meeting at 6 o'clock, and we are catering it. It's absolutely free. You're welcome to come have dinner with us and have bring your questions. We want you to know. We want to prepare you. It's absolutely free. I mean, it really doesn't get better than that, because
it's free, but they need to RSVP because they're going to be ordering brisket.
Right.
They've got some yummy food coming out and stuff. And so they definitely need to know that you're coming.
And we have 30.
Okay. 30 people. So how can they get in touch with you if they're interested in participating in this?
So give us a call at the funeral home, and that's for Wayne Bowes Funeral Home. Our phone number is 972-923-2700. And you are welcome to ask for Cynthia or Cindy. I mean, it's pretty easy. You can ask for either one of us, and we will write your name down and count you. Bring your plus one, plus two, anybody that you think can benefit.
You have to be over the age of 21.
Okay.
To attend.
So if you're just tuning in and you're wondering what we're talking about, Wayne Bowes Funeral Home, you know, the old skating rink out there. The road is actually
West
287. Okay.
Business.
West 287 business. And so that's Wayne Bowes Funeral Home. And they're going to be hosting an event to help you learn about protecting your family from increasing funeral prices and kind of get ready and plan for that. It's going to be hosted at the Chamber next Tuesday, June. Is that next Tuesday?
Yes.
Next Tuesday, yes.
June is flying,
June,
just like Maple.
It is. I know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so June 14th is going to be at 6 p.m., but you have to RSVP because they're ordering food, and you want some food. And the space is limited, and I think you're already halfway full. And this is just now talking about it.
Yes.
So the number is 972-923-2700, 972-923-2700, and you can ask for Cynthia or Cindy. Also, if you call the Chamber because you don't remember that information and you're driving, we can help you and direct you to the right number and stuff. So other things that people don't know, I'm thinking I would show up and just say, like, do you bury people anywhere? Do they need to be buried only at your place? How does that work? And talk about your place too.
So Wayne Bowes Funeral Home actually owns a cemetery. It's mm-hmm. called Gateway Memorial Park, and it's not even a minute right down the road. You go under the underpass for 35, and you'll see it on the left-hand side on the same road. We offer permanent placement for either ground burials and cremation. We have the very first columbarium in Ellis County that went up. So we offer cremation spaces for, you know, above ground. We offer cremation spaces for burial. We have casket burial. We also can help you purchase a headstone as well through the funeral home.
Wait, I need to stop you. What does permanent placement mean? Because I feel like...
Your resting place.
I feel like that's kind of a deal anyway. Do some people... Is it not permanent placement sometimes? I feel like that sounds like a silly question. Is it?
Okay. Veterans.
Uh-huh.
Let's say that they are buried in our cemetery. And then years later, their next of kin comes in and says, I want him buried at the National Cemetery. And they have the right to be buried. So we will... Take them to the National.
I didn't even know that was a thing. That's pretty cool.
There's just so many things. That's what I said. We bring your questions, and we will gladly answer them.
Okay, so for you personally, I'm going to ask you both the same questions.
Sure.
Cynthia, so if you had a family member who had died, and what is something, knowing what you know now, that you would want other people to know?
This is how I got into this industry about 16 years ago. My mom, we had to do a Medicaid spin down and put her on Medicaid. Mm-hmm. My sister was the executor, but she says, I can't do this. You have to go to the funeral home and you have to do a prearranged funeral. I said, well, what is that? So I went to the funeral home, sat down, and the first question I asked him was, why am I here? I don't need you. My mom's not passed. I just need somebody to take care of her. And he told me that this is the funeral home's best kept secret.
What?
Because if you prearrange, you will get a discount and to lock in your price.
Oh.
But if you don't, they want you to walk in, have nothing, pay full price.
Ah, okay.
That's the key. I was in the electronic industry for 25 years, and a light bulb just went off in my head, and I went, nobody knows this.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you could prearrange a funeral.
Yeah.
Why isn't anybody doing this? So that's what I did.
It's kind of like showing up at a hotel desperate after driving, and they know that you need to stay there because all the other hotels are sold out at the moment.
Exactly.
Versus planning a trip 3 months in advance.
Exactly.
You can shop it and
do you want to save money or?
Yes. Yeah,
you're taking the burden off your family.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay, what about you, Cindy? What is something?
Well, actually, you'll find that many of us that are in the funeral home industry have our own stories to tell. This is how I ended up doing what I do as well. My mother-in-law passed away. I am doing what I'm doing because I am bilingual as well, and that's how I was offered this job. 2 years ago, my mother-in-law passed away, and I had some pretty big shoes to fill, so we went to the arrangement conference. My husband could translate, but he was so grief-stricken, so I ended up doing most of the translating for my father-in-law and the funeral director. You know, this wasn't my mom, but having to answer, like Cindy said, all these questions, mm-hmm. there was nothing in place. We didn't know what she would have wanted. We had to make some decisions that probably still weigh on us because we didn't know what she wanted.
Right.
And aside from that, I also want to mention that there's so many aspects to this. Cynthia brought out the Medicaid spend down. We take cash, check, credit cards, as well as insurance policies. But that's something else that we will cover at our seminar. But it's just, I wish we had enough time, but we probably don't. But there's so much to talk about on different options that you have. So if anything, we encourage everyone to come by and ask questions or listen to us talk about your different options.
You know what? I see that. Cynthia just pulled out a paper, and I see what it is, but I'm not sure what this is.
Okay, it's called a circle of protection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a circle with pieces of pies cut out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is everything that you need to lock in. Your cemetery, all of these three, is in green, and the blue is the funeral home. So it's really two different companies, mm-hmm. but it's
one big piece.
Yeah.
It
we'll
makes
show you all
pie.
The puzzle pieces. You tell me how you want to put them together.
Perfect.
It's called a circle of protection.
Okay, listen, we've got to wrap up. We are out of time. No, that's good. I'm glad you said that because we need to reference that when we get together and do your Facebook Live.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Watch the Chamber page. We're going to be doing a Facebook Live on that soon, too. But just as a reminder, you all have an event coming up. If you want to learn more about this and you want to learn more about, you know, getting these discounts up front and protecting your family and not and locking in prices,
mm-hmm.
the date is
June
14th.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday. At 6:00 at the Chamber of Commerce at 102 YMCA Drive here in Waxahachie. And you can call Cynthia or Cindy and just set up your RSVP at 972-923-2700.
And that's Wayne Bowe's Funeral Home. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Go sign up. Bye.